Okay. Here we go. Okay.
You got the light.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you, everyone, for coming on Erev Yontif. So the topic we're going to discuss today is intriguing, but very different from usual shiurim we discuss here. Usually we discuss some type of halachic topic, usually somewhere based in the Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, our regular halacha svarim, which guide us in our everyday life. Today we're going to try to discuss a minik of, as far as I know, most of Klal Yisrael, if not all of Klal Yisrael, which is not mentioned at all in the Shulchan Aruch, it's not in the Mishnah Berura, it's not brought in our regular halacha svarim, but nonetheless it's embraced with love by most groups of Klal Yisrael. So I want to start off in source number one with seven basic questions about our minig of Ushpizin, and then hopefully as we go along, not necessarily in this order, but hopefully we'll cover most of these basic seven questions. First question is, first of all, who are the seven Ushpizin? Number two is, in what order, or is there a specific order in how they come, or is it just randomized that the seven guests will come? Three, why specifically do they come on Sukkot? We have other Yom Tovim. Let's pray it's a Pesach or Shavuos or other times of the year where we have other halakhic times of the year where we don't necessarily celebrate with the Ushpizin. Number four is that, do they need us to invite them, or are they on autopilot? Will they come by themselves? Number five, is there anything that we need to do to guarantee or to make sure that they'll attend? Or maybe they just come by, you know, they'll just, whether we're worthy or not, maybe they'll attend or not. Number six is, what about the mothers, the imahos? Will they come as well? Are there any women in this group? And finally, number seven is, hopefully we'll try to discuss some practical limud that we can take away from this, which is something tangible we can all relate to, even if we're the non-Kabbalists. So the seven questions corresponding to the seven ushpizin that we're about to discuss. So first, source number two, we have the pasuk. The pasuk in Parshas Emor, Basukos teshvu shivas yam, we should dwell in the sukkahs for 7 days. The end of the pasuk, kol ezrach bi Yisrael, anyone who's loosely translated as a member, anyone who's part of Klal Yisrael, yeshvu basukos, should sit in the sukkahs. So this pasuk is used numerous times throughout Masech the Sukkah to teach us many, many halachos of how to build a sukkah, how to dwell in the sukkah. But there's a basic question here in the structure of the pasuk, which, as far as I know, the Gemara does not discuss head-on. If we break the pasuk into two parts, we'll have an interesting problem. It says, Basukos teshvu shivas yam. The pasuk is talking to us directly. You shall sit in the sukkah for 7 days. So it's talking to us head-to-head, head-on. The next part of the pasuk seemingly is third person. Kala ezrach v'Yisrael yeshu asukos. Whoever is a member, whoever is part, a resident of Klal Yisrael, will sit in the sukkah. So that seems to be a little removed from us. The first part of the pasuk is talking directly towards us, like a tzivui. Thou shalt sit in the sukkah. Basukos teshvu shivas yam. The second part of the pasuk is seemingly third person. Everybody, kol ezrach v'Yisrael, like those group of Jewish people, they should sit in the sukkah. So is it a tzivui to us, or is it talking a little bit removed from us and more of a third party, third person type of talking? So the Zohar, which is source number three, is very bothered by this question. Now, for simplicity's sake, I copied from the contemporary Svarim a Hebrew running free translation of the Zohar in Hebrew. The Zohar is written, as we know, in Aramaic. It's much more difficult to read. So the gist of the Zohar here is brought down in Lashon HaKodesh. It's easier to read. But the Zohar, it's not copied on this part of the page exactly. I'll quote it to you. It's asked this question. He says, V'amar Rabbi Abba, so I'm quoting to you. It's not in the Hebrew text, and only an Aramaic text. Ksiv basukos teshvu shivas yam. It says, basukos teshvu shivas yam. Ubasar, the next part of the verse, like we said, is yeshvu basukos. Bikadmisu teshvu ulubasar yeshvu. First it says teshvu, then yeshvu. So, like we're saying, it's two different tenses. So the Zohar answers, Ella kadmo'o l'ushpiza. First come the special guests. Tanyana l'bnei alma. The second part of the verse is talking to us in this world. So according to the Zohar, the first part of the pasuk is basukos teshvu shivas yamim, is the ushpizin. They're always in the sukkah for 7 days. And the second part of the verse of kol ezrach v'Yisrael yeshvu basukos, we should make sure to get into a sukkah, us Klal Yisrael, that's talking to us here in this world. So now the Zohar, now we can have what's translated here on the page. The Zohar goes on, I'll just paraphrase a lot of the parts of the Zohar here, is that Zohar tells us that in the sukkah, the Shechina is pores kenafav aleha, the Shechina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is riding over us. And the Zohar says, V'Avraham, where it's underlined, V'chamisha tzadikim, Avram, accompanied by 5 tzaddikim, unnamed tzaddikim, V'David HaMelech, and David HaMelech, summon Mishkanim Imo, place their dwelling with us. Zeo Shekosav, it continues, V'tzarach Adam L'smarach B'chol Yom V'yom, person has to be happy every single day of Sukkot, B'panim Me'irim, B'orchim Alolu HaShomimo, these chashuv guests that are coming to spend Sukkot with us. So besides the fact we know Sukkot is always referred to as Zman Simcha Seinu, numerous pshatim, why that is. But here the Zohar is telling us another reason for Zman Simcha Seinu is because of special guests that are coming to join us in the Sukkah. The Zohar continues and says, Rav Hamnuna Sava, the elder Rav Hamnuna, he would enter the Sukkah, he was very happy, he would stand at the entrance to the Sukkah and invite in the guests. He would stand up, he would make the bracha leisha basukkah, etc. Later on it says, it continues, where the next part where it's online, says, V'al kol zeh, with all this, don't forget, says the Zohar, tzarech l'sameach es ha'ani. We also have to make sure we're gladdening the ani, the poor people on Sukkot. Ma'u atam, why? Why specifically now? We always have to give tzedakah. Why specifically now, says the Zohar? Mishum shechelkom shel elu ha'orchim shehizmin l'sudasai shayach l'aniyim. Because we're inviting Avram and the tzaddikim and David HaMelech. But as we know, they're spiritual beings. They're not going to eat. So what do we do with the food that we prepared for them? Says the Zohar, we have to make sure that's being distributed properly to people who need it. Shayach l'aniyim. And Zohar continues in very harsh terms about those people who just sit in the sukkah and fill their own belly. And don't forget about the Jews that are in need. Create it inside yourself. It's very harsh about how the Ushpizim will abandon the sukkah. They will pack up their bags and leave. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at us, etc. There's very harsh terms and kolos before the person who's just interested in his own meal and doesn't care about sharing his resources, his assets with others. So that's the basic summary of a long Zohar. It's a fascinating read inside. I invite everyone to read it inside later. But basically, from this Zohar, this is the earliest source that I was able to track down, and from what I know of Ushpizin. Again, it's not in the Gemara. It's not in Shulchan Aruch or the primary Rishonim, who we draw most halacha from. It's the Zohar who's telling us this idea based on the pasuk of Asukos Teshu Shivas Yom, that we see there's two tenses in the verse here that we're talking to us physically here in this world, and as well we're talking to Ushpizin. Now,
Shivas Yom is equated with personality.
Correct. Right. Okay, we'll get to that in one more second. Hold on, right? So, but again, one point I want to point out, again, like we mentioned before, is that the Zohar is very ambiguous who's coming. It's Avraham, his 5 tzaddikim who accompany him, and David HaMelech. So that only equals 6 in my mathematical equation. Oh, well, I'm sorry, 7 altogether, right? It's Avraham plus 5 is 6, and David is 7. Fine, so we got to 7, but the 5 afterwards are not clear in this Zohar. I did not copy all the numerous sources that discuss how do we get to the common 7 that we have, but just to sum it up is that there are numerous other citations that I saw from the Zohar which discuss what we call the Shiva Haroim, the 7 shepherds of Klal Yisrael, and from there, most of the Kabbalistic Svarim, Sifrei Kabbalah, extract that when we talk about Avram and the 5 tzaddikim and David, we're referring to this group called the Shiva Haroyim. Now, commonly, the way we enumerate them is Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David. I did that order specifically, and I'll tell you why in a moment. So again, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, the 3 of us, Moshe, and Aaron, Yosef, from the Tshvatim, and David HaMelech. There are those, though, I don't know if this is a custom anywhere, but in some... It's all brought down in some Svarim who switch Yosef, and instead of Yosef, they have David and Shlomo, and some switch Yosef for Pinchas. But I don't think that's at least common practice anywhere. But that's the 7 shepherds, again, that the Zohar discussed other places are Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David. Now, as we know, we'll discuss more a little shortly, there's 2 common customs of Klal Yisrael, how we order the Ushpizin. Either way, I just said it, which is an interesting order. It's almost chronological, except for that we put Yosef after Moshe Aaron before David. There are those who do Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe Aaron, V'David. And we'll get to why hopefully a little bit later. But those are either way, the names are the same. The question is exactly the order we'll get to a little later. The next source, which is a Sefer Yisod V'Shor Shavoda, number 4, which is written by Rabbi Alexander Ziskin, who lived in the late 1700s. It's a fascinating Sefer. It's, I guess, classified as a Musar / Kabbalah Sefer, where he didn't belong to a specific group of Hasidim or Misnagdim, but both the Misnagdish world and the Hasidish world both grabbed onto the Sefer as a Sefer of Aliyah, discuss as much of a way of intense avodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a lot of tevekus and a lot of different minhagim Klai Yisrael has embraced over the years are discussed at length in Soid V'Sharish Avodah. Again, he wasn't a specific Hasidic sect or from the Misnagdish sect, although he was, he lived though at the height of the original Hasidic Misnagdic Machlokes. But he quotes the Zayar, and after I just copied where after he quotes the Zayar, where it's underlined, he says, of course, like we're saying, we have to be rejoicing on Sukkot with the Aniyim, and they will take the Chelek, like we spoke out from the Zayar, and they will, ends off where the end of the underline is in the first paragraph, and with doing this, with giving the portion to the Aniyim, it'll be bestowed upon us seven blessings. Doesn't say which seven blessings they are, but whatever they are, I'm sure they'll be good. Well, the Hepa Chas V'Shalom, then he goes on to discuss the flip side of that Chas V'Shalom, if a person does not share his resources with the Aniyim. And then he continues in the next paragraph, he says, he's Medayik in the Zohar, like we read before, that we must call out to them, B'peh, we have to invite them. He just says, Kimavur, but in the second line of the second paragraph, he says, Kimavur b'svarim, milashon ha-maimer ha-zohar ha-kadosh ha-nal. Like it says in all the Svarim, based on the Zohar, that's what you have to do. Shema Adam lo yazvin hani u'shpizin kadishim b'peh, if a person will not enumerate and speak out to invite you to u'shpizin, even if he's the most righteous of people, they will not enter the sukkah. You know, I guess just to put into practical terms, like any good guest, you hope they don't come if they're unannounced, right, or uninvited. So we want the guests to come. We want them to. We want to have to treat them respectfully, like we would treat any guest that we would have in our home. We call them and tell them, please come in. It's only the most respectful way to do it. So we have to invite each one. And we invite them in. The standard text is in many machzayim. And what we say, there's a longer text, there's a shorter text, but the basic idea is we should invite into Ushpizin. Okay, the next source though tells us, which is might be well known to all of us, but it seemingly it was spoken out here first, the Sefer Reishis Chachma, which is written by Rabbi Eliyahu Div Vadish, who was he lived in Tzfas slightly after the times of the Arizal. I think he still saw the Arizal. He was a Talmud of Rav Moshe Cordovero, the author of the Tomer Devorah. He was a contemporary with Rav Shlomo Alkabetz, the author of Lechadodi, from the great Mekubalim of Tzfas. And his Sefer Reishis Chachma, he brings out from his Rebbe, the Ramak, says, V'diktek Mori, where it's underlined, the Masha Omar, that which the Zohar said, B'kol Yoma V'Yoma, each and every day we have to be happy, V'lo Omar Derech Klal B'Shiva Yoman Eilin, didn't just say specifically, for 7 days be glad, Laharos, who teaches us, She'b'chol Yom V'Yom Tzorech She'eh Sameach Simcha B'Fnayatzo, there's a particular Simcha each day, why? She'eh Hazayin Yomim Heim Zayin U'Shpizin, Nimtza b'chol yom v'yom yesho shpiza b'fnei atzva. He says each and every day there's a head, a leader of the group. We said before, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, etc. So on the first day, we're going to line up Avram with the first day, Yitzchak with the second day. They're leading the pact. Everyone is following their lead. And we'll discuss shortly what each one represents. But here, this Reishis Chachma is telling us from the Radak that it's not just the seven shpizin come every day in the same uniform line. Every day there's a new way that they line up, so to speak, and the leader of the day is the one who corresponds with those seven, each one of the 7 days of Sukkot, etc. So basically what we've just spoken out till now, let me just get the summary down, a lot of basic information, many of us are familiar with it already, but just let's clarify it, we have the Zohar as this earliest source for this minhag of Klai Yisrael do the Ushpizin. The Zohar is not 100% clear who the Ushpizin are. Based on other sources, they seem to put it together that it's a Shiva Harayim, the seven shepherds who have led Klai Yisrael in various stages of our history, which we enumerated before. The Soid V'Sharish Avodah telling us that the idea, like the Zohar himself also says, to make sure we're giving a portion of food to the Aniyim, B'makom, serving the Ushpizin, and we have to make sure to invite them B'peh, say the Nusach of inviting the Ushpizin. And lastly, the Reishis Chachma told us the idea of knowing that each day there's a specific leader of the Ushpizin. Yeah. So you think that means only one comes?
I don't know what it means.
Okay. Right, right.
Sense.
Because I think from at least the way as the progression goes on through the next svarim, you'll see that everyone understands like that. But you're right. From the actual word in here, it could be a little ambiguous. Sound maybe only one is coming every day. That's what you're saying? Okay. Moving along, the next source So far we've spoken about the males, the Shiva Harayim. So the Nitei Gavriel, which is a contemporary author, Rav Gavriel Tziner in Borough Park, a Rav in Borough Park, he quotes here from the Belzer Rebbe. And this was new to me this year. This is not from a feminist sefer. This is quite a Hasidic source. And the Belzer Rebbe says as follows: Yodua de kishavos ha'olam boyim l'sukkah. When the halacha avos come to our sukkah, as memela, of course, who accompanies the avos? Ha'imayis gamkein. The mothers come as well. He says it's hinted to in the pasuk. V'nir mazeh b'pasuk. The pasuk we start off with before kol ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu v'sukos. V'tevas ezrach. If you spell out the word ezrach, aleph, like he says, aleph lamed fei, zayin yud nun, etc. You spell out the whole word and then do the gematria. He says it's the same exact gematria of the yimayis sara rifko rachel v'leya. Okay, so I'm trusting him. I didn't work it out last night when I was putting this together. I'm trusting the Belzer Rebbe for this cheshbon. But he says, of course, that means that the imayis and the avayis come and are ma'oiras for the Chag HaSukkos. It's a nice idea. The only question I have about this was that, so what happens to, we have Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David. I don't know what happened to their halakha. I know it's true, their wives were not necessarily known as imos per se, or any particular leadership roles of Klai Yisrael like the imayis were, granted. But at the same time, it would seem like there should be some remnants them as well. But the Belzer Rebbe is saying at least that the imayis are coming, yeah?
As women, when the Torah was given, were not obligated in Sukkah.
Uh-huh. Okay, but the imayis are carrying the Mount Torah, maybe. Well, Yosef. All right, but Yosef's wife was before Mount Torah. Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, it's something to think about. And then, what? Okay, what's enough? I'm not sure. Maybe at the end, we'll try to learn something from it. Good Shiloh. And then one more thing that the Gavriel brings down. He says, Eliyahu Hanavi, who we know always comes on Pesach, and he's by every bris, so we know, etc. Eliyahu Hanavi is also merumas in the Ushpiz, although we don't personally invite him, but he says it's merumas in the Pasuk, Basukos, Teshvu, Shivas Yamim, the Rashi Tevis of those words. You mix them around, spell out Tishbi, and we know Eliyahu Hanavi came from the town of Tishbi, Eliyahu Hanavi, Eliyahu Tishbi. So again, we have a nice remez for Eliyahu Hanavi coming as well. Same question, what's the Nafkamina? We'll get to maybe shortly at the end, we can put it together. Basukos Teshvu Shivas Yom. You mix around the Rosh Tevis of that word, you mix it around, then you get Tishbi. Now, I didn't bring this down, but I did see brought down in the Chidah a lot of contemporary Svarim quote this, and I've heard, although I've not seen it yet, is that in the New York Judaica stores, it's becoming popular now. The Chidah writes that when we invite the Ushpizin, you can't just invite a guest in and expect them to stand. Same way by a bris, we have a chair that's a miyuchad for Eliyahu Hanavi. You go to many shuls that have a beautiful decorated chair. It says Zakisa Shel Eliyahu Hanavi on it. The Chidah brings down we should have a chair designated for the Ushpizin as well. And someone I heard, I haven't seen it, that in some Judaica stores in New York, they're selling special like slip covers. You can put on top of a chair and have a decoration, like we have all these beautiful sukkah decorations. It'll say, it says Ushpizin on it, and it's a nice idea. If you have room in a sukkah, it's great. Many of our sukkahs are already crowded enough. It's a nice idea, but it's definitely not the normative practice.
Do you need one or seven?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah.
If I ask, substitute shomu for Yosef.
Right.
If the wives come, how big that
sukkah? I don't know. Right. Yeah, that's a good question. Okay, so now let's stop for a minute and discuss, like we mentioned briefly before, there are two common customs in Klal Yisrael how to have the order. The same names, basically, everybody has, Shiva Ushpizin, but the two basic orders. Let's go through it again. So the more what's called the Hasidic custom is Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David. The custom much more accepted by Ashkenazic world is Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, Aaron, and David. Now, there are those that say that the reason why the Ashkenazic custom is more correct is because if you go in chronological order, that's the most correct way. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David. There's one slight issue with that, is that Aaron is 3 years older than Moshe. Okay, so you could, get by that by saying the same generation, and Moshe was the leader of Klal Yisrael, but, it's a slight issue. So what's pshat in the more Hasidic custom of having it Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David? So most of the Svarim speak out that here the Shiva Ushpizim will line up with the Shiva Sviros. As we know, that there's this concept of the various manifestations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga with us is brought down through the various Sviros. I can't explain it more than I just said, but that's what the Svarim say. And the Shiva Sviros are Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoid, Yisoid, and Malchus. And those seven Sfiros, which many of us are familiar with by Sfiras HaOmer, will line up with the order of the more Hasidic custom how to do Shpizin. Avraham, of course, as you all know, will equal Chesed, that's number one. Yitzchak equals Gevura, which is number two. Yaakov equals Teferes, which is MS, number three. Moshe, which is Torah, is number four, is Netzach. Aaron is Hod, the glory, the splendor of the Kohen Gadol. Six is Yosef, which is Hod, which is Kedusha. And seven is David HaMelech, which is Malchus. So that's a basic idea of how to line it up. And at the end, hopefully, we'll say what we can learn from that, like Hillel raised the question before. But that's the basic breakdown. So in Suras number 7, in Chuvis Lahiras Nassim, which is of Nassim Gestetner, he was asked, we seemingly have a stira in various Kabbalistic Sfarim, and even in many of the Hasidic Sfarim, although, like I said, the common Hasidic custom is to have Yosef as number 6, but not all Hasidim do that. And he was asked, what's the appropriate minig? So he brings from the Chassam Sefer, and Chassam Sefer brings down like the like what we call the common Hasidic minig to have Yosef as number 6. He says, if you look in certain places in the Zohar, when it talks about the karbonos of Sukkot and the fourth day of Sukkot is corresponding to Yosef. So that would seem like the Ashkenazic, more Litvish custom is more correct, having Yosef as number 4 instead of number 6. So he quotes towards the end of the paragraph there, he quotes, Zel, it's about 4 or 5 lines from the bottom. Zel al derech sh'amru chazal. We can explain this based on a Gemara. There's a Gemara in Baba Basra in the Perek Yesh Neuchlin, where it discusses the order of the daughters of Tzalafcha. The Torah seemingly has two different orders, how it lists the daughters of Tzalafcha when they came and complained to Moshe they don't have a portion in the land of Israel. So the Torah, the Gemara there says, Bi yeshiva halach achar chachma, bi mesiba halach achar zekena. So literally what it means is, Bi yeshiva, when it comes to matters, when you're listing them in order of comes to things of sitting, meaning things of kedusha, learning, davening, or things like that, we list them in chachma and wisdom. The mesiba, when it comes to a party setting, a wedding or some other festive setting, we go after zikna, we go after age order. So he's taking out from there a little of a chassidish twist in the same thing. Be yeshiva halach achar chachma. He says lachain be yeshiva sukkah, when we're sitting in the sukkah, Moshe kadim, we're going after chachma. Moshe represents Torah, therefore he comes before Yosef HaTzadik. Uve mesibas karbonos, when we bring the karbonos, which is a more of a festive setting in the Beis Hamikdash, bringing the karbonos to Kadosh Baruch Hu, then Yosef kadim. But lemaisa, bottom line, it says no matter what, the last couple words of Nassim Gestetner ends off, and others say this as well. Nimsa the elov elo diver the kim chayim. It's hard, he says, to prove one way is more correct over the other way. Each one has proper sources in various svarim hakadoshim, and therefore he says whichever way you're going to do it is correct. That's what he says. But now I'm going to share with you a fascinating vart. This mamish blew my socks off. First time I heard it was just a couple days ago from the Munkach Rebbe, the Minchas Elazar. After the Bnei Yisachar was the Minchas Elazar, and he has a Sefer Shai Yisachar, and he's going to prove why the Chassidish way is more correct. The Gaonis here is unbelievable. If you're not going to be Chan Chassidish after this, I'm not sure what's going to convince you. Okay, here we go. He brings this vart from the Dumb Brother Rebbe. I don't know much about the Dumb Brother, except there's a small shtiebel somewhere still in New York called Dumb Brother Shtiebel. I'm not sure how much Chassidus is left of it, unfortunately, but I guess in Hungary, before the war, there was some type of kehillah there. And he brings from what he heard from a Mordechai Dovid of Dumb Brother as follows. The pasuk we just had in last week's parasha, Parasha Sazin, we just read yesterday, says, Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Umus Bahar, you will die on the mountain, Ve'asef el amecha, and you'll be gathered into the nation, Kasher meis Aaron achicha, just like Aaron your brother died, Bahar Ahar, on that mountain, Ve'asef el amecha, is gathered into his nation. And we know, Rashi brings down, the Chazal were familiar, that Moshe Rabbeinu was nis'ave, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to die, he saw the way Aaron HaKohen, his brother, died in Mises Neshika, an unbelievable experience of death. He wanted to have the same way of dying. That's Pashat Peshat. Zok the Dumber of a Rebbe, Munkach is bringing, what does it mean he was this Ave B'Aisa Misa? He says, Omnom Ramos, I'll give you the following hint, where it's underlined, a couple lines down. He says, Kihine, Lepela, it's a wonderment. Mechuvin, it comes out, Shebiyoim Shechal Boi Rosh Chodesh Av, the day of the week that Rosh Chodesh Av falls out on, which is Yoy Mises Aaron, Kamashakos, but Torah tells us Aaron HaKohen died on Rosh Chodesh Av, which this past year, if you have the Cheshbon, if you remember, it was on a Thursday. Oysa Yoyim Mishavua, that day of the week, Bechol Shana, every single year, La'achrov, meaning the Sukkot that follows that, Yoyim HaShpizin delay comes out Aaron HaKohen's HaShpizin on Thursday. So this year, if you follow the Cheshbon, you'll have Sukkot starts on Monday, Sunday night Monday. So Monday is Avraham, then Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron. Aaron's going to be on Friday. Let's start again. Rosh Chodesh. Right. If you have... I said Thursday before, right? I meant Friday. If you have Aaron HaKohen as fifth Ushpiza, which is Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, it's going to come out Aaron HaKohen's Ushpizin is going to be on Friday. Rosh Chodesh Av this past year was on Friday, right? Because Tisha B'Av was on Shabbos. So Rosh Chodesh Av was a week and a day before, which is on Friday. Okay, not bad so far. So Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al-Kain, says the Rebbe over here, Nis'ave Gam Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted that as well. V'chama, and he desired L'Oysa Misa. Why do you want that same idea? Shesimin Toivu, it's a good omen. Shiyoy Misasai, the day of the week of that he died, who chal b'yoyim ad ushpizilei, should fall out on the same day of the week of his ushpizim. B'chag ha'asif, on the yontif of Sukkot, which is also called Chag Ha'asif, this word here is important, Zman Simchaseinu. So v'eftiach lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him, Shigam Yoy Misasai Zayin Adar, as we all know, Moshe Rabbeinu is Nifter and Zayin Adar, Yeh b'Oysa Yoyim b'Shavua Shachal b'Yoshpizidlei b'Chag HaSukkos. It'll be also the same day that of the week that his Yoshpizim falls out. So Moshe Rabbeinu's Yartzeit this past year, Zayin Adar, was on a Thursday. This year, if you're going to Chassidish, the custom of doing the Yoshpizim, the fourth day of Yoshpizim, which is Moshe Rabbeinu, is going to be Thursday. The Zel Remez, the pasuk in this past week's parasha Zinu, which says Umus Bahar, Moshe Rabbein, you're going to die in the mountain. But I say, yeah, today, that day, when Hakadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe, you're going to die, means you're going to die today in the mountain. The next part of the pasuk, Ve'asef El Amecha, Hey'asef Shabala Amcha, you'll come back to your nation, Chag Ha'asef. On the Yontif of Asif, which is Sukkis, B'yom Adur Shpiza Delay, just like Aaron HaKohen does. Pella. I don't know how you figure this out, but it works. I checked it out, right? So this past year, Zayin Adar was Thursday. This year, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be Thursday. Moshe Rabbeinu's Adur Shpiza is Thursday. Aaron HaKohen is Friday. Aaron HaKohen's Yard site was a Friday of the week. He says, a little later, he says, Umizeh HaRemez, V'somach L'minagin, this is an amazing remez, and a smach to our minig, that Moshe is the fourth day of Ushpizin, Aaron is the fifth day, Yosef is the sixth day, etc. Then he now says, the Shai Yisach, and says, Munkat Treb, I'll add even another kinach. Here we go. According to everybody, so this is not as amazing, no matter which way you go, David HaMelech is the seventh day. David HaMelech's yard site is first day of Shavuos, Vav Sivan. If you figure it out, last year, the first day of Shavuos, we know Shavuos started, it was a three-day Yontif. Erev Shavuos was Shabbos. First day of Shavuos was Sunday this past year. David HaMelech's Yartzeit, David HaMelech's Yartzeit was Sunday. David HaMelech's Ushpizin, Hashanah Rabbah this year, Hashanah Rabbah is Sunday. What a coincidence, it all works out. Now, right? Pretty amazing. He proves it from Sukkim and Tehillim that David HaMelech wants this idea at well. Here comes the clincher. He says, last couple lines, he says, all the way at the end of the left, on the left column, he says, V'gam tira lepela, it's also amazing, he says, ki v'yoyim lag ba'oymer. The day of lag ba'oymer as well. We know lag ba'oymer is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's yard site. The Zohar tells us Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was shoresh nishmasai. The root of his neshama was Moshe Rabbeinu. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu was the leader of Klal Yisrael, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was the leader of Klal Yisrael. Like we said, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Thursday this past year. Lag Ba'omer this past year, coincidentally, also happened to be a Thursday. That also coincidentally was the same day of Moshe Rabbeinu's Yard site. Also coincidentally the same day of Moshe Rabbeinu's Ushpizin. Okay, a lot of coincidences. If you believe in coincidences, then you'll just walk away with it. If you want to hear an amazing Vart, I think that was an amazing idea, how a remez for this idea of having Ushpizin simply in this order, and it lines up the days of the week. Now you'll ask me, okay, what's the big deal? I can't answer that question exactly, why that's chashuv. But the fact that it works out is chashuv enough to understand there's some hidden message there, that there's something symbolic there, and maybe over Yontif we could think about it, an idea of why specifically that day of the week. Okay, moving out of the Hasidic sources a little bit, the next source, number 9, is from a Sefer D'Liyos Yecheskel, which is written, compiled from the writings of Rabbi Yecheskel Sarna, who was a Litvish Rosh Yeshiva, Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. He's most famous in the Yeshiva world for his Sefer Alamdus, the Divrei Yecheskel. But here, in his drashas on Chumash and on Mayadim, he gets into the Ushpizin as well. And he's bothered by the basic question, like we asked, one of the questions we asked in the beginning, what's so special about Sukkis? Why Sukkis over any other Yontif? So he says, in number 9 over here, the idea of Ushpizin, he quotes from a Goyin. It's about halfway down. He says, Well, first he quotes the Rambam. So before he gets to the Gaon, he says, we know the whole idea of tshuva, we had Elul, we had Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we had Yom Kippur. The whole idea of tshuva, as the Rambam tells us, is the tshuva is mekareves arachoikim, brings close, brings back together those people who are distant from keeping Torah mitzvahs. Like the Rambam says, Emesh, yesterday this person was sonui lifnei amachim, he was hated, despised by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was meshuketz and meruchok, but now he did tshuva, he's oyev, v'nechmod, karev, yedid. So he brings out from the Goyin, he says, we're going to say, Be'ez Hashem, the next week, in Hallel, the first capital we say, that we end off, Mikimi me'afar dol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifts us up lifts the impoverished up from the ashes, that from the dirt, that's us who are Dalmi mitzvahs. May Ashbay Sumrim Evyon lifts us up from the garbage heaps, that's the Baal Tshuva, when we've reached a level of Tshuva after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Be'ez Hashem. Then the pasuk continues, Lo Hashivi Im Nedivim, Im Nedivi Amah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to put us back with the exalted ones, those people who are leaders of the nation, Hainu HaAvais HaKadoshim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to put us back together with our Helega Avais, Zok Tegoyin, V'Hainu Shezoichim Yisrael. That's the Madrega we're reaching now, Achrei HaMechil V'Slicha, after we've had a proper forgiveness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yom HaKippurim, L'Shevesim HaAvais, we get to sit with the Avais, HaKadoshim HaGasukai Zerzel B'chinas HaUshpizis. Here comes the groin, right? Our Litvisha source now, it seems like the groin was into the Ushpizin as well. That the idea of the Ushpizin, specifically after your Shoshanim Kippur, specifically doing on Sukkis, is the idea because we reach a level of kapara, of slicha mechila, which as great as we work on before Pesach, of getting rid of the chametz, and of course the chametz is Sa'ar Shabbisa, the Eitzahara, Avad, is the tshuva process to Pesach as well, but it can't compete with the Tzumei Shal Yom of Yom Kippur. In Yom Kippur, we all know where Mamash was starting a fresh new slate. So that's the pasuk in Tehillim. He's saying, "Me'ashbayis somer evyoyin lahishivi and medivin." Me'ashbayis. I saw in his fast samas. I didn't quote it, but he said the same idea, but made a little more chassidish. Ashbayis also gets into the same word as ushpizin. Gets a little related over there. The same idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lifting us up from the lowest of levels and bringing us closer to the Heilige Avos on Sukkos. And a similar idea on the next page in Source 10, the Nitei Gavriel. Says the same idea. He says a little more of a mushel. He says, nearly the second line down, he says, Al-Darach HaPashit, why are we having Ushpizin specifically on Sukkot? Because someone who wants to invite a king to his house, Haloi Vada Yishetarach L'Hochan is basically, of course, a person has to prepare his house. We have to roll out the red carpet, literally and figuratively, to prepare for the king. V'chatzer, we have to prepare our courtyard, should be the kovay, the Oireach HaGadol. All the more so if we want the king to eat by us. So, of course, that can only be accomplished after an appropriate time of tshuva, slicha, and kapara, like Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And he says, that's what he just goes on and continue in his Lashon over there. That's the idea why specifically on Sukkot. So it's not just arbitrary that the 7 days of Sukkot, we have seven Ushpizin, because there are other times we can line up seven Ushpizin. Specifically now, because of the level of atonement that, Be'ez Hashem, we have accomplished.
The Gaon only really referenced the Avos, not Rosh Hashanah, right?
Okay, fine. Okay, but I think that idea, it can carry through here. You're right, the word Avos does usually specifically refer to the three Avos, but I think in this context he's talking about the Ushpizin. I don't think, at least I didn't see anywhere that the Gaon is. Gaon actually is another Gaon, I didn't quote here, in a sefer called Yahel Or, which is the collection of the Gaon's Hagoyis on the Zohar. And I looked at it because I saw it quoted, and I couldn't really understand what he's talking about. But there he does discuss the proper order of the Shiva Ushpizin, and he gets involved in steers and zayars, and it was beyond my scope of understanding. But I just want to just bring up that this moment that he was into the Ushpizin all 7 days. So the word Avos here, we'll just use it as lav dafka. That's all. You know, to go back to the idea of seven roya. Now, many of us are familiar, and I saw a source for this year, of a common custom is that if anyone in the family shares a name with any of the Ushpizin, we make a big deal out of it. Oh, tonight's Yosef's Ushpizin, Avram, your name's Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. You know, so it could be just a cute idea. It's nice to make the person feel good, which is a nice mitzvah in itself. But I saw brought down, Nitta Gavriel brings down from Rabbi Leibola Eger, who is the grandson of Rabbi Kiva Eger, who became Hasidish, famous grandson of Rabbi Kiva Eger. who brings down from the various tzaddikim that the minig is that the people whose name are like the name of that Ushpizin, miyachsim l'shmam shayachas to kedusha yom, we give them a specific shayachas to the kedusha of that day, which we'll speak about a little more in a moment. But I remember as a child, my father used to take me many times to the Munkacha Sukkah on Chol HaMoed, and the current Munkacha Rebbe's name is Moshe. And you would go to the Munkacha Rebbe on the night of Moshe's Ushpizin, and it's every night of the Ushpizin, they have a beautiful Sukkah space, a Shreva and Munkacha. It's a beautiful, nice, you know, if you can go during Chol HaMoed, there's nice live music, it's a beautiful idea, it's a beautiful tish. But on Moshe, they go all out. Many other Rebbe's come, and they spend time with him, and it's like the highlight of the week in Munkacha is Moshe's Ushpizin, because that's the Rebbe's name. I just thought, as a child, I thought it was a nice, cute thing. So my name is Yitzchak, so, you know, I'll have an all-night party on the second night of Ushpizin. But the idea of Leibel Eger is saying here that if you can get Shaychus to the Tzaddik on that day, somehow it is a higher Madrega. But the next Vard is even a little better, because many of us don't have our names. We have beautiful, nice Yiddish names, but they don't specifically line up with any of the Shiva Ushpizin. Does that mean we lose out? So of course the answer is no. And he brings here from the Vision to Rebbe and others that the Vision to Rebbe once turned to someone whose name was Shalom. And he told him during the Ushpizin of Moshe, oh, your name is Shalom. You're also Merumas in tonight. Because Li Moshe is Gematria Shalom. Okay? So if you're into Gematrias, that's good. And he wanted, because the point is we want to try what we can, as we'll see more in a moment why, to Mekusher to the specific Ushpizin of that day. He turned to someone, his name was Shlomo. And he says, okay, your name is Shlomo, you're also Merumas, because Li Moshe is the same letters as Shlomo. So you have another way of getting someone into the Ushpizin. And the Ushpizin of Aaron HaKayin, he turned to the guy Shalom again. He said, Shalom, oh, tonight's your Ushpizin again, because Aaron HaKayin was Oyev Shalom V'Raydev Shalom. So we find whatever we can to be Merumas a person, whether it's in his name or in his midos, to Shaychas of the Ushpizin. So why is that? Why are we so into, so to speak, being Ramas? What are we trying to latch onto? So I want to share one Vart which I saw in the Sefer Tiv HaMoyadim. I didn't copy it here. From Rav Gamlil Rabinovich Shlita of Meir Shar, a Mekubal, Rosh Yeshiva of Shar Shemayim. Many people go to him for various Eitzes. And he said one idea which I thought, he has a lot of ideas about the Ushpizin. One idea which I thought was very nice, digestible idea was that the Shiva Harayim, the seven leaders, the seven shepherds who are singling out for the Ushpizin, are all spoken about numerous times throughout their life, the various Nisyonis they faced. Avram, we know, the 10 Nisyonis. Yitzchak, we know, we had Nisyonis with Akedah. He had Esav, and dealing with him. Yaakov, we know, had the various Nisyonis with Bechiras Yosef, and he had going down to Mitzrayim, and various Nisyonis he had. Moshe Rabbeinu growing up in Beis Parai, running away. The challenges that Moshe Rabbeinu faced, Aaron HaKohen, the fact that his two children died in his lifetime, Vayidoim Aaron, we know, Yosef had the challenge of the Eishes Potiphera, and the other challenges Yosef had being in Mitzrayim, David HaMelech, we know, with Avshalom and various other challenges they had. What's the site is we have specifically these Shiva Harayim to lead us, to give us the spiritual energy to realize that our leaders are those who are constantly faced with this Jainus. And to each and every one of us in our own personal lives, we're going to have various challenges in this Jainus, and often we can somehow relate them to the Maisa of a similar bond, and we can relate them to what our earlier generations, our leaders went through, and we can try to draw from them. We know that they were able to overcome with Siyata Shemaya, and we're looking to latch on to them whatever way we can, even in the minutest way. It's our same name. Oh, so I have some Shaykhs at Tzadik. It's the same Gematria. I have some Shaykhs at Tzadik. We need to latch on to our earliest Vizoycher. Right, we try to remember those chasodim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with the Avos, they did to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order that we could get a schus from them, in order to give us a schus as well, to continue our, like we said, we're starting now after Yom Kippur, so we know, Rishon Hu, Lakachtu Mechem B'Yom Rishon, like the Rav spoke up by Shal Shus yesterday, Sukkot is called in Chazal, Rishon L'Cheshbon Avonos. Now we're starting the rest of the, we're going into the winter, we're soon going to be leaving the Yerach HaEson, the month of Tishrei, and we're going to be faced back with our regular life challenges. We need help. We need to latch on to the Shiva HaRayim in order to have the capabilities in Ruchnius and in Gashmius to make it through the long year. So we're looking to latch on to something, whatever it could, to gain from our Heilige Avos. The last part I wanted to share with you, I thought which is a fascinating idea, was from Rav Dessler. Again, a non-Hasidic source, very into the Ushpizin of Dessler, goes through, he seems to have had the Seder of Ushpizin, like we said before, which is the more Hasidic custom of having Yosef as six, corresponding with the Shiva, the seven Sfirais, and he lines up that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we said, the way he manifests his behavior towards us is through the Shiva Sefirot. So if you start from, you know, there's two ways to start, from on top or here, we're on the bottom. So, you know, if you're on top of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is starting one way, but we got to start the other way. So the way he lines it up, the way we're starting here on the earth, we're trying to continue to build ourselves up, get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says it lines up very nicely. Chesed, sphere number one, is Avraham Avinu, which is Chesed, which is Ahava, broadening our love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and doing love with others. Pachad is number two, which is Yitzchak, right, which is Gevura, that we can't, you know, unbridled love is never going to be a good relationship. There has to be a certain level of Gevura with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. Three is Teferes, which is MS, the proper fusion of knowing how to fuse the Yira and the Hava. Dalet is the level of Netzach, of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is Torah, the Shema, after we... there are cherets come in the Torah, so after we have a certain level of appreciation of serving Hashem, we have to make sure we're delving into Torah properly. Then we have five, which is Aaron HaKayim, which is Hoyd, which is the splendor of spreading Torah, Ayiv Shalom, V'Roid Shalom, like we said before. Aaron's HaKayim's Midah. Six is the side of Kedusha, which is Yosef, and which is six to Shpizin, which is Yisoid. And the seventh, which is Malchus, which is getting us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is David HaMelech. Now there's many messages, I guess, you can take out from here. Some of them are beyond my scope of full understanding, but the idea of it's a progression. We're working through the days of Sukkot each day that the Chassidus Sfarim bring down as well. There's an idea of each one of the days of Sukkot to specifically say a vart in the Sukkah, somehow tying it into the midah of that avos or that one of the seven Rishpizin. So Avram is Chesed, etc. Going through to try to be Mekusher Zayin, and that's where we can grow in a way of Aliyah throughout the days of Sukkot, each day getting a higher and higher level. So when I end off, I think to add on a drop, we know the next day after Hashanah Rabbah, Shemini Atzeres. So there's no specific Ushpizin. We in Chutz La'aretz sit in the Sukkah one more day. We know Shemini Atzeres, the whole idea is the Gemara tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Koshalai Pridaschem. It's hard for, I don't want you to leave. You spent the whole Rosh Hashanah in Kippur and Avoida, all the days of Sukkot in Yerushalayim, Aliyah L'Regel. Don't leave yet. So we have one more day, so to speak, one-on-one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no specific Ushpizin. It's the Shechinah itself, Kiviyachal, spending time with us. So we're working the days of Ushpizin up, Mandrega, 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 until we're ultimately able to spend a one-on-one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shemini Atzeres, which leads, of course, to Simchas Torah, being Mesameach with the Torah, which will be Zeicha to have a Chakashav Mesameach. Okay. Hit that off.